carving jack-o'-lanterns out of watermelon. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, as neighborhoods across the Southeast prepare their doorsteps for the annual visitors they receive every Halloween, they may want to shake it up a bit. Certainly nothing wrong with a few carved pumpkins to greet the ghouls, goblins, and princesses that will be knocking on your door here shortly, but why not carve something a little more common to the South? Like a watermelon. After all, according to Wikipedia, the practice of carving jack-o'-lanterns dates back to the early 1800s in Ireland, when the Irish first carved turnips and rutabagas, not pumpkins, and lit them up with a lump of burning coal and placed them on their doorsteps to welcome deceased loved ones and ward off evil spirits. It wasn't until the practice was adopted in North America sometime in the mid-1800s that pumpkins were used, mainly because they were more readily available and also easier to carve. And since pumpkins are traditionally harvested in September and October, just in time for Halloween, I suppose it does make sense to associate the pumpkin with jack-o'-lanterns in fall, versus the vibrant watermelon that is more widely available in the summer. But why not get all the neighborhood talking this year and save a pumpkin or two by carving fall sights into a watermelon? Several different designs and options can be found at watermelon.org. And one added bonus, instead of being tempted to raid the candy supply, you can get your vitamins A, C, and B6 by munching on the delicious and nutritious watermelon left over from the carving. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.